This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Have you ever imagined yourself competing on the world stage as a Paralympic athlete? Well, the Explore Your Paralympic Potential event is a chance to get one step closer, whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete. It's taking place on the 25th of October at the University of Warwick, and we're joined today by Ben Quilter, the Athlete Recruitment Network Manager from Paralympics GB, to learn more. Hi Ben, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, thank you.
So firstly, can you tell us what the Paralympic Potential Project is all about?
Yeah, of course. So my role now as Athlete Recruitment Network Manager, very wordy job title, is to try and recruit athletes into Paralympic sporting pathways, essentially. The way we do that is through the Paralympic Potential Project. And Paralympic Potential attempts to do what it says on the tin, which is to identify people that have got potential to go on and be Paralympians. So a big part of my work really is now to try and engage people into sporting activity and work closely with network partners, the likes of British Blind Sport and other national disability sport organisations, and all the fantastic array of charities out there that are doing such good work trying to engage disabled people into sport. So we have two main phases to the Paralympic Potential Project, which is discover your Paralympic potential, which is a bit of a signposting event, bit of an exhibition of sport and physical activity, where we sort of try and move these around the country and get people engaged in all sorts of different activities and sports to find out whether they're eligible, where the local club is, what they need to do, what it takes to be a Paralympian. We do a bit of like profiling those days. Yeah, and we generally do those kind of in and around a Paralympic Games when there's a lot of interest. Yeah, we kind of piggyback on that. The next phase is what we're chatting about today, which is the Explore Your Paralympic Potential, where it's a little bit more talent identification focused. So we're looking at drilling down a little bit into a certain age demographic, or maybe we, like in this instance, we're doing a visually impaired Paralympic sport Explore Day. So yeah, we only have the sports that have got a Paralympic sporting pathway for people with sight loss or who are registered blind. So yeah, we kind of invite people along with visual impairment or who are blind, and talk to them about classification, the sports that will be in attendance of those sports that have got those pathways. And then yeah, it's an opportunity to try, see coaches get to meet and see people carrying out different, performing different sport. And then yeah, we signpost to where people might best suited or what they really are interested in. We also look for people that are already doing plenty of sport and maybe have had an athletic career previously and might want to explore what a different sport might look like, and if they've got the skill set to go all the way, basically. But yeah, it's kind of that journey for anyone who's interested in competitive sport.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and quite a few current Paralympians have ended up in their position because of days like this. And so for the 25th of October, what are some of the sports that people will be able to give a try and get stuck into?
I think there are 10 sports with a visually impaired category at the Paralympic Games. We haven't got all of them there on the day because it's a bit challenging, especially with the likes of equestrian, to get a horse into Warwick Uni and have people riding around. So yeah, we do have like the standard logistics challenges, but we can signpost to those types of sports. So we've got on the day, we've got judo, swimming, athletics, rowing, cycling, goalball, football. What else have we got? How many is that? Climbing, which is a new one for LA. And I think there are two winter sports in alpine skiing and Nordic skiing, but we're going to do a separate winter event for those sports. So quite a few to choose from there.
Yeah, it's a really exciting range. And like you say, very exciting that climbing is now in the category that people will be able to give a go. And how can people apply, and do they have to choose the sports ahead of time, or is it determined on the day? How does that work?
Yeah, so we try and schedule the day so that people get the best possible opportunities and experiences. So we know that some sports have like an earlier identification process. So sports like judo and swimming, for example, you need to be engaged in those sports from a young age. So they're fantastic, and athletics, there's fantastic sports that if you're between 10 and 15 and you're looking for a new sport to fall in love with, it's a good opportunity to come along and try those sports. Whereas other sports such as rowing, typically it's slightly older, so from 16 plus. So what we try and do is once people apply, you apply via the link on the Paralympics GB website under Discover Your Paralympic Potential, and then yeah, you choose the sports that you're most interested in, and then we if you're if we invite you to come along on a day, we will put you into categories, and on the day you'll have your own personalized timetable to follow. So that's how it works on the day, and then yeah, we'll just stay in contact the whole way through about what your opportunities are and best next steps.
Brilliant. And who will be at the event as well if people really love it and kind of want to get more involved in the sports they try?
So all of the talent coaches from each of the sport, whether it's a home nation talent coach or the national governing body, so the Great Britain talent lead, will be on the day. We do have some local clubs that will come in and help and support and deliver coaching. So there's experienced coaches on the day. I'm a former Paralympian. I competed in Beijing, and then I won a bronze medal in London 2012. We do also like to try and invite a few Paralympians along on the day to inspire and give some words of advice. So once we've secured who's available and who's going to come along, I'm sure there'll be some Paralympic medalists there to encourage and support people along the way. We'll also have British Blind Sport in attendance, and yeah, we try and give as much support to people on the day to educate and inform. We're going to try and get a few volunteers along to help people get around the facility easier. And then we'll also try to do some education around sort of guide runners and support staff in and around those different sports. So plenty of people, loads going on. It'll all be visually impaired, orientated, and should be a good day.
And if people like the sound of it but are a bit nervous or are feeling a bit on the fence about coming, why would you encourage them to give this a go?
That is a great question, and we're really aware of the barriers that people face, the confidence that takes to get yourself along to one of these days. But I think sometimes you've just got to get out there and do it. I think, I started judo at the age of 7. I developed sight loss a few years later and remained in judo and ended up, traveling the world, competing in two Paralympic Games, and it changed my life forever. Now, not everyone's going to be a Paralympian, but I do think sport has the power to change lives and to take people into very different directions. So I'm a huge advocate of the power of sport and the impact it can have. But I think if you don't try, you'll never know. So I think you've got to push yourself outside your comfort zone, come along to something like this, see what it entails. And we're a really welcoming bunch. So worst case, you're going to come along and you're going to have a great day. Best case scenario, you never know. You could be at a Paralympic Games in a few years' time.
Brilliant. And just a reminder, Ben, where can people go to learn more information and where is the event taking place?
So on the Paralympics GB website, there's a link at the bottom called Discover Your Paralympic Potential that's got all the information on there. You can find a sign-up form, and that's kind of the best route to find the information you need. You can contact us at paralympicpotential@paralympics.org.uk, and we can share further information. And then, yeah, 25th of October at Warwick University is when the event takes place.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Ben Quilter from Paralympics GB, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.